Bombings on South Carolina forced thousands to go below ground. 1st of April 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. South Carolina, USA. As the rest of the world watches in horror, the Arab terrorists that you've heard so much about sent about three or so nuclear bombs to terrorize the South Carolina coastline. Millions of citizens are forced into underground shelters with no internet access. The U.S. government is mobilizing an effort to blow up the APR-01 nukes while harmlessly over the ocean. President calls the attacks a damn shame. Nukes are expected to make landfall at 0900 hours on 1st of April. The shelters are described by citizens to be dark and dank. Residents of South Carolina can be seen from space as they gather many personal belongings as they can to fit into a bowler hat and rushing into shelters. Rob Rayner, who wishes to remain anonymous, said, quote, "It's really shocking down here. Even Disneyland wasn't this bad," unquote. Rayner was later shot for trademark infringement. It is believed that all South Carolina residents will be able to fit into the shelters, but how long they will be able to stay down there remains a mystery. Some random Australian said, quote, "We're hoping they can be out by April 3rd. If it takes longer, there's an Aldi down there, but nobody really wants to go there. Personally, I'd rather die," unquote. I don't know what an Aldi is, but I guess it's pretty bad. Anyway. It is believed that although the shelters can withstand the initial blast, the effect of radioactive fallout is uncertain. Whilst the top of the range carbordinium alloys were used, it's been known to leak radioactive substance, even when no radioactive substance is present. United States Chief Security Advisor John Doe has expressed rage at these attacks. Quote, "They could at least have given us a warning. This just shows how inconsiderate the phone network is. It's not like every day there are reruns of, wait, what? What about missiles? Oh, that doesn't sound good," unquote. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has announced that they had very little to do with the missiles. The blame has been shifted amongst various countries, but none seem to have a specific reason for attacking. Quote, "I think somebody just spilled Mountain Dew on our servers," unquote, said a particular no-armed whitey. Australians flying into South Carolina have been warned to turn away or face extinction. No other nationalities has been warned. This has been said to be due to the fact that, quote, "Australians just sound funny," unquote. That quote from no one in particular. Surprisingly, your mom had very little to say on the matter. The British government has claimed that Americans had escalated the crisis by taking the matter to the UN Security Council rather than resolving it on a bilateral basis. Nobody really knew what this meant, so they were simply laughed off the stage. Conspiracy theorists have said this is only the beginning. Quote, "You never know what those wacky South Koreans will get up to next. Today it's South Carolina, tomorrow it's Mars. Get my point?" unquote. Luckily, nobody cares. It is unknown as to whether anybody will take action at all against anything at any time. The vice president had this to say, quote, "We have emergency procedures for this sort of thing. However, just last month, a homeless man came and stole them all. Well, what did you expect us to do? We weren't trained on dealing with homeless men," unquote. As the hour of impact draws near, some South Carolinians have been accused of taking advantage of the situation for profit. Shirts, coffee, cups, bath towels, miniature frisbees, and Monopoly games are now available celebrating the attack. Unquote, "What happens in the shelter stays in the shelter," unquote, Sir Obviously Real proudly stated. Quote, "Now, if you'll excuse me, I must bend over and pick up this bar of soap, which I just happened to drop," unquote. Apart from there being no internet access in the shelters, there will also be no reception for phones, laptops, televisions, refrigerators, monkeys, or insane death-bringing robots. Martial law was promptly declared, and all but 100% of the population was dead within seconds. Stated a generic crazy fan, quote, I question how somebody could write an article on this. It all seems legally questionable to me. I mean, wars are great and all, but something smells a little fishy, unquote. A surprisingly short man quickly whisked the crazy fan away with the assistance of chloroform. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.